Western Australia's internationally renowned Margaret River wine region is commonly chalked up as a place of wealth, opulence and culinary excellence. But there's an underbelly of poor and homeless locals who often go unnoticed. A group of residents have banded together to tackle the issue. Jean DiPoloni has the story.
It's been raining in Margaret River and the shop fronts housing exclusive and handcrafted goods are shut for the night. Outside on the streets, 15 locals are braving cold winds and heavy rain to sleep in the rough. Not by design, but because they have no choice. They are homeless, and a soup kitchen is about the only locally based service for them in this town of about 5,000 people. Homeless man Steve Black is leading the charge to convince the state government that more needs to be done to help.
It is a small enough town that sort of everyone knows sort of someone else. So they don't want to be visible as being homeless.
It's not the mental picture one gathers of Margaret River, and local Naomi Godden argues the town is in desperate need of affordable housing.
Domestic violence is the leading cause of homelessness for women. Mental health issues are also a significant cause. In our area, for example, if you're on a Centrelink benefit, it's really difficult to pay for the market rates of rent in Margaret River. So that would be another causal factor. Drug and alcohol use. There's a whole gamut of causes. We believe there isn't anything in place locally to support people who are homeless. The solutions are ranging from street swags and tents to developing housing to crisis accommodation facilities and so on. I think that in itself shows just where the lack of services are locally and the lack of resources around shelter.
So it seems like if you're homeless in Margaret River, you're probably better off just rebasing yourself out of Busselton or Bunbury.
A lot of people are saying that, but that's actually, I think, quite unfair. People have family here, community here, people have cultural ties here. To uproot someone from their home, and I say home in the community sense, is probably the worst thing that we can do for someone who is already feeling socially isolated and in need.
The region enjoys a 20% slice of Australia's premium wine market and has a gross regional product of about $700 million. Despite that, local artist and businessman Jim Matten says the perception that everyone lucky enough to live in Margaret River is doing well is incorrect.
And don't you think that's a perception that that we all lunch at wineries and drink $50 bottles of wine for dinner? Yes, I think that's a perception. And I must say, I more or less shared that until people began drawing my attention to the fact that we had homeless on our streets. All of us in this room would rush to the beach to rescue a dolphin, and in fact, we've become aware now that there are human beings on our main street who also need help.
Margaret River artist and businessman Jim Matten, ending that report from Jean DiPoloni.